Shalicto. Doc popular. Yo yo. Yo yo. Wiki wiki. Yo yo. Wiki wiki. Yo yo. Wiki wiki.
Yo yo radio.
Yo yo radio. Yo yo radio. Wiki wiki. Yo yo wiki wiki. Wiki wiki. Yo yo wiki 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 wiki. This is the yo yo wiki wiki radio podcast. Podcast
on yo yo radio.
Yo yo wiki wiki wiki. Yo yo wiki wiki. You're listening to Yo Yo Wiki, the radio podcast for yoyowiki.org. I am Dr. Popular from drpopular.com. And of course, as always, we've got the wonderful, the awesome Josh Parker from schlichto.com.
That is correct. Yo Yo Wiki, if you are not familiar with the website, is yoyowiki.org. It is an encyclopedia of all of the world's yo-yoing knowledge, and it's ever growing and ever expanding and ever being edited.
It's a yo-yo Bible that we are creating right now in real time.
That's very right of you. All right. So what have we got to do this week, Doc?
Well, I'm curious about are you congested?
Yeah, I've got a cold.
You've got a cold? Well, that sucks. Something you just got today, or you
gonna? No, I'm getting over it now. I came down with it on Friday, which was really convenient because on Saturday I went to go see Mason Jennings. So it's always good to go to a concert when you have a cold. So now here we are. What is it? Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
When we're recording this, and I'm just starting to get better. I think tomorrow I'll be back to like maybe 90%.
Right on. You said you saw Mason Jennings. He just must have released a new album or something. I'm starting to hear songs of his playing in like Target and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I heard some really kick butt song. Really good. I mean, it sounded like him.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned that he was doing a show, so I figured probably he's promoting a new album.
It wasn't that kind of show though. It was just him, and it was a free show. At the 400 bar, it was just him and a guitar. What's his name? The honky opened for him.
Jay Gilligan?
No, Dan. No, the lead singer of Semisonic. How come I can't think of his name?
I don't know.
But
Semisonic.
Dan Wilson.
Yeah,
opened for him with just Dan Wilson. That was cool too. Dan Wilson produced Mike Doty's album and stuff like that, so I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I still never got into Mike Doty's solo stuff. Of course,
that was your fault.
Well, I was just reading Slanky this morning, his poetry book.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I love it. I've got so much rare Mike Doty stuff from his Soul Coughing era, but after he did his own thing, I don't think I got a single thing he did. Not a single poetry release or book or anything. But, I mean, you know, sometimes you play stuff for me, and I liked it. I just never was inspired to, you know, steal it from the internet.
Yeah, sure.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it
so,
is.
So speaking of new albums and stuff, are there any new yo-yos this week that are coming out? Or, like, that have been debuted on any of the boards?
Yes. Let me see. I'll pull it up here. What's it called? A company called Hot Yo.
Oh, yeah. Had the most vague announcement of a yo-yo ever.
Mm-hmm.
Languages.
Chili is the name of the yo-yo, and apparently people have this thing, mm-hmm. and they've been playing with it, and they like it. I don't know who these people are. They all seem to be posting for the first time wherever I've seen them. But it's, I don't know, it looks like a yo-yo.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be doing anything different or anything like that. So
I like it when on yoyoing.com/news, when Mark One posted the pictures of the chili, and then somebody R055 said it looks like a bare bones ripoff, and then Mark One's response, instead of like, no, it's original design or here's how it's different, Mark One's response to it looking like a bare bones ripoff was, it's faster and very hot in red. So it's red. that's the innovation there. That's fine. You know,
yeah,
that's cool. I just like that. I'm not even trying to, like, it looks like a bare bones. No. This one's red. I don't even see how you could see. The bare bones is silver.
Yeah, and Kaio is like, just imagine a tank and then picture it in red.
I'm telling you, it's Captain Amazing. He just takes his glasses off. That doesn't make any sense at all. Captain Amazing doesn't wear glasses.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. I don't even know where this is. The Hot Yo is like based out of or anything like that.
Germany.
The website seemed to be a lot of German.
Germany.
Yeah.
It's funny, you know, like I saw it. You just sent me pictures of it, and the one description that Mark Bowen said is that it's red, but of course on hotyo.com/chili.html, it's not red. So the one distinction, it being red, I mean, apparently it's hotter too. I can't get that from, you know.
Yeah. So I think this yo-yo immediately goes in the disappointing category. Or maybe not even disappointing, it's the who cares category.
It might be a big deal to the Germans to for them to have. It's always easier to get yo-yos cheaper and just easier to get yo-yos if they're kind of locally made or whatever.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Like it's hard for us to get some of the yo-yos coming out of Africa and China now and stuff. And they had a hard time getting, you know, the variety of yo-yos we have here. So in that sense, it's really cool. I can't tell what the insides are like, which is always a big thing. You know, Bare Bones always uses pads, and I just don't like pads. So if it's a silicone version of the Bare Bones right there, it's an improvement. But
right.
You're probably right. Without playing with it, it's definitely not making our hearts skip or anything.
Right.
Yeah. When I first posted the link, by the way, this chili.html page was nothing but a little icon of a chili. So
yeah.
I'm glad that they actually, after putting up the link, I'm glad that they actually put pictures there.
Well, chili.html is some flash animation start that you have to skip past, and then you go to and then you see the chili, and it says coming soon, and if you click around for a while, you'll eventually find the pictures of the chili.
Yeah.
The yo-yo.
The chili
itself.
Builder. Chili builder. Well, okay. Welcome to the yo-yo community, Hot Yo, and hopefully you guys make more yo-yos after this. You know, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else that you saw new this week?
Nothing comes to mind.
Yeah, I didn't see anything else. So, I mean, there was like the Samurai edition of the Freehand Zero, the Freehand Zero, the Metal Freehand.
Were those Metal Freehands?
I thought they were because they're doing heck of Metal Freehand stuff now. I don't know if they actually fixed the Metal Freehand because it had just too many problems. So I don't know if these are like the same exact thing with different graphics on the sides, but there was a Freehand Zero or Metal Freehand with like silver outside but pink inside, I thought I saw. Sort of like anodized only on the inside of the rings, but still.
Yeah, I've actually got that one.
You got that. Did they fix the problems that they had with the free? I mean, does it wobble? Does it fall apart?
I've heard of a lot of problems with the Metal Freehand, but I haven't had any trouble with mine.
I can tell you, when I was at Nationals, and I don't remember if that's when they revealed the Metal Freehand or what, but I was at Nationals. This kid was talking to me. He just opened up his Metal Freehand, took it out, and it was missing the bolt that holds the yo-yo together, or something like really ridiculous like that. It wasn't missing. Yeah. It wasn't missing the bearing. I think it was missing the bolt. So he returned it, and they gave him another one that was like missing the bearing.
Yeah.
And then he returned it again, and he opened it in front of them. And, like, the screws were completely, like, shot. Like, so it had all the parts, but it wouldn't screw together. Like, from the package, it was stripped. So,
wow.
So that was three faulty returns. And it was amazing. He's like, I'm going to open this right in front of you so you know I'm not stealing stuff. And he didn't expect the third time to actually be, you know, this bad stuff. But yeah, it's crazy. Oh, well.
But it is a Freehand Zero.
I
feel quite certain.
What is?
The Samurai.
Oh, the Samurai is... Yeah, you're probably right. Oh, yeah. Well, those are awfully flat pictures. Oh, but it could just be like it's a white... Yeah. Because I don't even know if the plastic cups go into that.
Yeah, I don't think plastic cups would fit into the Metal Freehand. Or whatever they're called.
So the Duncan boys are doing their Japanese tour right now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They're there right now.
And they're not posting from there or anything, apparently. I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, haven't seen anything. Bride was saying they were going to be doing weekly webisodes, but I haven't seen anything about that yet, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping to do a tour of Japan in March.
Oh, yeah?
My goal is to be in Tokyo on Whitey Day, 2007. That's my goal.
Excellent.
Yes.
Is that a for real goal?
That's a for real goal. I've got a friend. His name is Cousin Isaac. He's a Wunderbar musician. I absolutely love him. I've been working on some remixes for him and some other projects for his new album. And he goes to Japan and tours quite heavily. And he wants me to come with him to tour on Japan, not with his band, but with my band. And I was thinking, if I can organize it, where maybe Yes Absolutely's next yo-yo, my album, and this tour can all happen on the same time, I might realistically be able to fund this thing. Like basically every night I'll be out either doing a show or trying to sell the yo-yos or, you know, doing whatever I can to help fund the trip. You know, that's my goal. That's something I came up with. I was hoping to go to Brazil this year, but then I had some tooth surgery that cost me $2,000, something like that. So that was my Brazil trip. But I don't have money saved up, but I'm thinking I can get the trip to pay for itself.
All right.
So March 10th, 2007, Tokyo. That's my goal.
All right.
For Whitey Day.
And Missouri States.
Missouri States is March 10th?
No. But you're going to be at Missouri States.
Yeah. That's in July, though, I think.
Yeah.
Missouri States, that's my buddy Chris. He's doing that at the City Museum, which is the coolest museum in the world. Not a big fan of St. Louis, but I love their museums. And I'll be doing a music show and a yo-yo contest there.
Yeah, I'll probably be there myself, so that'll be a good time.
That's all. Have you been to St. Louis yet?
Yes.
Yes? Good.
Yeah. That's all I've got to say about that.
I can't wait to go back. I can't wait to go back into the Arch, and especially into the City Museum. It's my favorite thing. My favorite bar is closed, but everything else is there. So what else has been new in your personal world, other than yo-yoing? Have you... I saw that you got a new Christmas tree.
Yeah, me and Lindsay, or Lindsay and I, went out on Saturday and cut ourselves a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. And it's our first Christmas tree. Last year, we used a half of a fake tree because our apartment's so small. But this year, we found a Christmas tree that worked just perfect. And Lindsay set it all up, and it's all decorated and everything like that. But then Sunday night, I learned a valuable lesson, and that is do not throw a freehand yo-yo next to the Christmas tree, because you will break the ornaments. Let that be a lesson to all of you.
So don't yo-yo around a Christmas tree.
Yeah, pretty much.
What if you just didn't have the Christmas tree?
Then it would be okay.
It would be okay to yo-yo.
Yeah.
So, okay, all right, cool.
Wait, I'm confused.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, maybe if someone, you know, typically celebrates Christmas, but they also yo-yo, maybe they can consider looking into other religions. Because, you know, the candles, very, very tough, very, very unbreakable. Yeah.
But if you knock one of those over, it could be even worse problems.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, okay. So did you get, speaking of Christmas, did you get the package I sent you?
Oh, my gosh, I did. I totally forgot about that.
I don't know if you opened it yet, but that's the brand new Yo-Yo Wiki yo-yo. The Yo-Yo Wiki yo-yo.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know those were out yet.
Yeah, well that's
let me go grab the box.
All right. Now it's just a prototype, so you know.
Okay. All right. All right, I got the box here. It feels pretty light.
Yeah, it's very light. It's well, it's whatever you want it to be, really. It's editable. It is a wiki yo-yo, so everything on it is customizable.
Okay. Well, here, let me open it up here. Hey, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
The box is empty.
Well, there should be a USB cord in there. Is that in there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good.
Okay.
That is the Yo-Yo Wiki Yo-Yo. Not the cord, but the Yo-Yo Wiki Yo-Yo, in the tradition of Yo-Yo Wiki, is fully editable. You know, without user support, it's there's nothing there. So basically, it is your job to edit in an entry, you know, a yo-yo, and you know, whatever size you want, whatever you make it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can build on other people's designs or articles or something like that, and contribute and create whatever I want it to be.
Absolutely. Just plug in the USB cord, and you're set to go.
Coolest thing ever.
Yeah. What do you think we should make the price?
Oh, it should be very expensive.
Very expensive. I was thinking we would make the price whatever people wanted to pay for it.
Oh, there you go.
Kind of going with that theme again. Let's see here. $35 cent. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, I'm glad. Let me know what you think of it. And, you know, the Yo-Yo Wiki Yo-Yo should be available pretty soon.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So what's new with you then, Doc?
Music. I've been spending way too much time getting ready for my first podcast. I'm looking to do a music show, because I do a lot of like talking podcasts, but I'm looking to do a musical podcast from drownradio.com. And the first episode will be space themed, and it's just one of those things. I mean, I thought by coming up with a category, I would really kind of be able to limit myself, but I've got so many freaking space records. And there's always more. Like, there's always, like, speeches or things online and stuff that I can tie in. And it's getting to be the sort of thing that I don't know when I'll actually start the recording of it, because I've been working on songs and, like, collecting and recording stuff off of records on my computer. Like, I could keep doing prep work for the next year on this one podcast. And that's a real nightmare, because I'm really bad about that. The best thing for me is to just go, like, here's my records, I'll do a show. And instead, I'm, you know, I'm like remixing songs and finding these obscure things and, you know, mashing up Star Wars and Star Trek episodes and stuff. It's just, it's not good. It's not healthy. So that's what I've been working on mostly, is just music in the form of creating a podcast.
Yeah. All right. Well, I look forward to hearing that on drownradio.com.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that we fixed a large part of the site? We added a search feature, and
I saw the search feature. What else? Oh, and I guess it looks right.
Yeah, we got rid of a bunch of divs, and that was basically it. There was just a large number of divs and a couple other like open coding things. I really, you know, couldn't follow most of what was happening with it, but we just spent an hour just kind of cleaning up the code. So now, hopefully, when I put in a YouTube link or something, it's not going to explode the
break
site.
Break everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you also widen?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Maybe. No. Nothing's wider. The only thing we did was put the sidebar back on the side. It was treated as a division or something, and we made it an absolute. Whatever that means.
Okay.
So now, if I break the site again, that should still stay on the side. Which isn't good, but it's a step. It won't go down towards the bottom. And the search feature, which, you know, I wanted to ask you, the search feature only searches my blog. It doesn't search all of my pages. But we stole the search code from your site.
Oh.
whatever you're using. So I thought you might know. Like, if I search something on your site, I think it'll show me your pictures and everything. You know, maybe you can test that out, but... So what was the, you had mentioned, back to Yo-Yo Wiki, you had mentioned that Seth Peterson had been entering a lot of stuff lately. He's been very, very involved with Yo-Yo Wiki.
Yeah. He's been editing and contributing and doing a lot of different things, and we thank him for that. One of the things that I didn't know is that Seth, I totally missed this, is that Seth was, where is it, was dismissed from judging Worlds and Nationals along with Spencer Berry this past year. Did you hear that?
Yes. They were having a peeing contest in the men's room at the Orlando Hotel. And afterwards, came out, we're talking about it loudly and stuff like that. And I think it was Bill de Blah Blah that overheard them and brought it up to Greg that he felt that was inappropriate for them to be I don't know if it was inappropriate for them to be talking about it or, you know, for them to be peeing in the men's room. From what I understand what happened next, Greg talked to them about it. They were a bit defensive about it, in particular, the skinny white boy, what's his name?
Spencer?
Yes, in particular, Spencer. And a bit confrontational, and it just kind of escalated. And neither of them feel that it was justified. However, I don't think that they were... I don't think that it was like, we heard you did this, we want you off the thing. I think it was the sort of thing that escalated from what I've heard from both sides.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. See, this is the great sort of information that we can learn from YoYoWiki, and thanks to Seth Peterson for contributing that.
Did you search for peeing contests to get to that, or?
No, I went to the recent changes link on the right-hand side. No, that's the left-hand side.
Right under Phil Cox.
What?
Well, up on the top left-hand corner, we have Phil Cox and the YoYoWiki logo. So
yeah, and then your personal tools and the navigation. In the navigation, there's a link that says recent changes that shows you the last 7 days or the last 50 changes or 7 days of changes to the YoYoWiki, and so you can go through and see what everybody's been changing and. Can look at and see what Seth Peterson has changed around, and he added some information about the ego, and how was Seth's goal to combine his love for simplistic curves with bright, vibrant streetwear inspired colors, so. And then he added some stuff to Team Chubby Lovin' as well. Or maybe he created the page for Team Chubby Lovin'.
Yeah. I see that there's a whole page for Seth Peterson regarding his trading reputation. No. It's just a little article, I guess.
Yes, it's just a little article. I actually wrote that, and Seth called me out about it at Indiana States, about how I had put that on the wiki.
Seth peeing at 15 feet. That's the peeing contest that sparked that. Is that where you got your information about the dismissed? No, that was just right there in 2006. Yeah. 2006 peed 15 feet. I love it.
Exactly.
And here's a picture of Seth peeing on Dave Schulte, National Master.
Yep.
And apparently there was a big fire, too, and Seth peed out the fire, it looks like. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. what else do we have on here? And Wilfred tried to revert some of that, but I put it back because that's valid. That's important information for the YoYo community to know. Mm-hmm. And I also wrote a page about... your hero and mine, Dave Poyser.
Dave Poyser. DavePoyser.com.
DavePoyser is my hero.com.
Yeah, sorry.
I might have gotten some of this wrong, so you might even go in and take a peek at this, but the story behind the popular bind and Dave Poisner. I put in what I could remember, but I fear that it may be inaccurate. Which is a problem with Yo-Yo Wiki, which is why we have editors.
Yeah, this is not the questionable article here. The Poisoner Bind. Dave makes use of stylish backspin bind created by Dr. Popular. The bind was credited in a video as the Poisoner Bind, despite the fact that Dave did not create it. In retaliation, Dr. Popular started referring to Dave as Poisoner instead of Poiser. Today, the bind is most commonly referred to as Popular Bind, but not because of Dr. Popular, just because it is so popular. That is wildly inaccurate. I love it. I'm really tormented on whether or not I should basically just switch the names. But that would make it accurate. But wow.
Okay, so Dave did create it.
Dave created the popular bind. And,
okay, but it was credited to you.
No, never was credited to me.
Okay.
It was called, we were calling it the Midwest Bind. I'm not sure who I learned it from. I think I learned it, I'm pretty sure I learned it from Alex Berengel, who couldn't remember for the life of him where he learned it. And and as I traveled around, I was doing a lot of traveling to different contests and stuff. Nobody else did that. Like nobody in the West Coast, nobody in the East Coast was doing a backspin bind. Because this was in the early days of binds when everyone was doing that terrible Lindy Loop bind, which is really dangerous and, you know, haphazard and all that. It only appeared that in the Midwest that we were doing the backspin bind from like a trapeze. So I'm not sure who, but somebody at the college started calling it the Midwest bind. And that's how it was taught to me, was as the Midwest bind. And then we found out that it was Dave Poisoner's trick. However, Poisoner thought that I renamed the trick to the Midwest Bind to take credit from him. So as retaliation for accusing me of renaming his trick, I started referring to it as the Popular Bind. Again, this part is really accurate. Today the bind is most commonly referred to as the Popular Bind, but not because of Dr. Popular, but instead because it is so popular. So the only thing I'm going to edit here is just some grammar. But otherwise, yeah, I'll just leave this up.
All right, I'll edit it for accuracy tomorrow.
I'm sure Poisoner would have something he'd like to put in here. But
Yeah, probably.
It'd be cool if you couldn't edit your own entries or you know, entries with your name in it. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a popular thing at the actual Wikipedia, with people editing their own entries, and I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now what?
They think that those entries would end up being biased.
Yeah. What I want to do right now is put in Phil Cox to see if anything has been corrected since. Yes. Phil Cox, which had about maybe 10 sentences about him that we went over on the last episode with Wilford, some of those were considered untrue or inappropriate, and now we have one entry. Phil Cox is an American lawyer and designer and runs Yes Absolutely with Dr. Popular. I like that. That's good.
All right, there we go.
As the leading Phil Cox historian, I can validate that nothing in this sentence is inaccurate.
Well, we've done our job.
Yeah. Well, you know, America has an A with a capital A in it. But... yes, anyway. So, Josh, is there anything else that you would like to partake in?
I think I've talked about anything. I mean, we should definitely mention... The nerdcore hip hop movie.
There's right. A documentary called Nerdcore for Life. The filmmaker is in the last 10 days of production on it, in terms of filming and everything, and he'll spend another 2 months probably in post editing it. And so I guess what I'm saying is we should look for this to come out in February. It's a movie documentary about the nerdcore hip-hop scene in America, and it has Frontalot, MC Lars, Bad Spella, who's one of my favorite beat makers, and my buddy Beefy in it, as well as just a slew of other nerdcore artists. And I'll be in it, but I think just for a little tiny bit. I produce nerdcore music. I've made beats for people, and because I don't rap on that much stuff, I'm a kind of a smaller, less known person. You know, like if you're a big fan of Beefy's music, you would know that I did a lot of the music or whatever. So the only bit that I got in the trailer, which is on YouTube, if you search for Nerdcore for Life, you'll see 2 seconds of me yo-yoing. They gave everyone else a speaking part in the trailer.
And yours is a really awkwardly cut in 2 seconds of you yo-yoing.
Yep. Yeah.
So good for you.
Yay! Now we talked about Beefy, beefiness.com, which is BEEFYNESS.com. You can go there and you can check out the new album that he has called Tube Technology. I rap on one of the songs on the album, and I produce 5 of the songs, beat-wise.
Wow, 5 of the songs.
5 of the 14, I think, songs are my bezeets. Huh?
Good.
Bezeets. My favorites being of the ones that I made beats for, I really like The Legend of Jones McFly. And I like the sound a lot. I thought the final, I thought if we were in the studio together, as opposed to doing it in 2 different studios, we could have actually made it probably one of the best songs in the album. But as is, it's kind of got like a disjointedness to it. Whatever. The beat's really cool, and I'm hoping to do a remix of it and all that stuff. So, beefiness.com, it's a hell of a find.
It's a hell of a find.
And also, if anybody else is interested in nerdcore music and wants something closer at hand, I put up a video on YouTube and also on Greg's video site of me doing a trick called Tub of Tabasco. The trick is just a really fun thing you can do from a green triangle. And I get to rap on it, and I rap about hot sauce. So that's me rapping in my beats.
And that's also up on docpop.blogspot.
Yeah, it's
you link to it at least.
It's on docpop.blogspot. It'll be up on drpopular.blogspot tomorrow, which is linked from drpopular.com. I'm working on editing my how to do the washing machine video. And
oh, good.
Once I get that up, then I'll put up a big post on, like, I'm saving a bunch of stuff for my next Dr. Popular blog. So
okay.
Hopefully tomorrow it'll be up.
All right. And I guess I should also mention that I've got a new video up at schlichto.com, my Indiana States clip video.
I haven't seen that yet. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. It's up at schlichto.com and also available on the Schlichtocast, available in iTunes.
Schlichto.
That was totally an advertisement.
No, that was good. Schlichto. Schlichto. It's schlichto.com.
Right, it's a hell of a find as well.
you come up with some other phrase and I'll make a beat for you with it. The hell of a find thing, probably not. Schlichter.com, it's really cool. So cool. And on that note, I guess that we are blah blah blah. Done.
That should do it.
Yeah.
I've got nothing else to say. So we'll leave you with the sound from Beefy's latest album, Tube Technology, available at beefiness.com. And, this has been the 4th episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye!
Presenting your new world of sound.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2,
Hey, Doc. What kind of music we making right now?
Nerdcore.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Turn the
bass up in the middle. Down, set the treble at the middle. And now you hear the sound.
Drown Radio and Mr. Keith Amore. We're gonna get our names up on that high score.
Turn the bass up in the middle. Down, set the treble at the middle. And now you hear the sound.
Beefiness.com and Doc Popular. Gonna get more hits on our website counter.
Beefy is the bridge between Seattle and me. He resonates with Drown Radio so nicely. He fell into the sound. Tried to swim around. Soon found what happens when nerds get down.
They drown.
But at least we make a big splash first. Like everything else we do is huge because we're internet famous. It's nice to be internet famous. Yeah. Quick to flip the script because I'm equipped with the gift of wit. Listen, because when I come with it, I never sound like
shh.
Sound is vibration. Like the controller on your PlayStation keeps on shaking and shaking to let you know that you've been beaten. And I can tell by the way that you've been acting. It's time for vacation. Put it down. Put it down, son.
Turn the bass up in the middle. Down, set the treble at the middle. And now you hear the sound.
It's Drown Radio and Mr. Keith Amore. We're going to get our names up on that high score.
Turn the bass up in the middle. Down, set the treble at the middle. And now you hear the sound.
Beefiness.com and Doc Popular. Gonna get more hits on our website counter. Hi, I'm trying hard to be an internet celeb. Everyone would know my name if only I were dead. But at birth I entered God mode, I cheat to survive. Now I'm the greatest, baddest, nerdiest rapper alive. We make the greatest kind of music you can't buy at a shop. The man behind the sound is the doctor of pop. Too many hits on my site, don't have time to count. I need the same situation with my checking account. I do my own thing and I pave my own route. I'll give you all a second, you can figure it out. Skype me in the morning, I'm too lazy to type. Nerdcore is not a fad, don't give in to the hype. My fans are just pixels on my LCD. I observe all their actions, but they don't see me. I sit high atop of this nerdcore tower. The sound is the thing that fuels my power.
Turn the bass up in the middle. Down, set the treble at the middle. And now you hear the sound.
Drown Radio and Mr. Keith Amore. We're gonna get our names up on that high score.
Turn the bass up in the middle. Down, set the treble at the middle. And now you hear the sound.
Beefiness.com and Doc Popular. Gonna get more hits on our website counter.
Turn the bass up in the middle. Down, set the treble at the middle, and now you hear the sound.
Drown Radio, Keith Amore, we got the number one spot on the high score.
Turn the bass up in the middle, down, set the treble at the middle, and now you hear the sound.
Beefiness.com and Doc Popular, gonna get more hits on our website counter counters.
Through records, the finest sound that art can create, and science can prove.
Turn the bass up in the middle, down, set the treble at the middle, and now you hear the sound.
Drown Radio, Mr. Keith Amore, gonna put our names up on the high score.
Turn the bass up in the middle, down, set the treble at the middle, and now you hear the sound.
Beefiness.com and Doc Popular, gonna get some extra hits on a web stack counter. Turn the bass up in the middle, down, set the treble at the middle, and now you hear the sound.
Drown Radio and Mr. Keith Amore, we got the number one spot on the high score.
Turn the bass up, set the middle, down, set the treble at the middle, now you hear the sound.
Beefiness.com and Doc Popular, gonna get some extra hits on our website counters.
Adventures in Stereo, while you're at